Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Good afternoon, Mr. BC.
We had no idea, some in high school, some in college, that the effort that we undertook was going to be so successful. You know, that's a good question. Some things had happened in the nation. In 1955, there was a young black male named Emmett Till who had gone from Chicago to Mississippi to visit his relatives. And he had a lot of cousins there, and he wanted to show them how much he was not a friend. He was a man. Emmett may have made a mistake, though, and that cost him his life. He was accused of whistling at the white store on his wife. He was really killed very cruelly. You wouldn't have been able to know who he was by virtue of the way his face looked. And his mother wanted him to be left that way when he was put in the casket because she wanted the world to know what ugly had done to her son.
Why did you want to go to the downtown drugstore?
Good question. Dockmas was part of a chain. For the most part, blacks were not welcome in eating places unless they carried their food out. You know, it took over a year for our planning, and we did some rehearsal so we'd know what to expect. And we had a little fun with that, but we were treating each other cruel because we had a feeling that that's what we were going to have to expect, that they weren't going to roll out a carpet and say, you black folks are welcome. One of the things that the adults in the NAACP wanted to do with black children, primarily in Wichita, was to come up with an activity whereby we were striving for some level of justice that we weren't able to appreciate and to experience at that time. Example, blacks, for the most part, could not sit down at the lunch counters and eat.